Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Where would Martin Luther King Jr. stand on the issue of same-sex marriage? Some say that he would be supportive of this because it's a so-called civil right. But not so fast. Let's look at what he actually did say, not hypothesize what he would say, because it's very clear where he stood on this specific issue. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, you recently wrote an article in BarbedWire.com, and the title of it is Why MLK Would Have Opposed, quote, gay marriage, close quote. Tell us about why you wrote the article and what you found.
Well, people, you know, the left, Matt, the secular left, we see that they have co-opted the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. You notice that they always refer to him as Dr. King. You almost never hear them make reference to the fact that was the Reverend Martin Luther King, that he was a pastor first and foremost, and that he was a Christian pastor, and that in his speakings, we know, for instance, his niece, Alveda King, has said that he was unequivocally pro-life, that he was unequivocally pro-family, pro-marriage, and that he stood firm on the issue of marriage and recognized that homosexual behavior was, as he said in his own words, was a problem in need of a solution. And so he addressed this in a letter in Ebony Magazine to a young man who indicated that he was struggling with same-sex attraction. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Your problem is not at all uncommon one. However, it does require careful attention. The type of feeling that you have toward boys is probably not an innate tendency, but something that has been culturally acquired. Your reasons for adopting this habit have now been consciously suppressed or unconsciously repressed. Therefore, it is necessary to deal with this problem by getting back to some of the experiences and circumstances that led to the habit. In order to do this, I would suggest that you seek a good psychiatrist who can assist you in bringing to the forefront of conscience all of those experiences and circumstances that led to the habit. You are already on the right road toward a solution, since you honestly recognize the problem and have a desire to solve it." So Martin Luther King Jr. was very clear as to his position on homosexual behavior, that not only was it a problem, that something stemming from, you know, some kind of circumstantial life issues, but that it was in need of a solution.
Yeah, and this was from Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. himself in 1958, when he, in his own words, wrote an advice column for Ebony Magazine. And in this advice column, he's like a Dear Abby kind of column. This was a question from a young boy who said that, "My problem is different from the ones most people have. I am a boy," he said, "but I feel about the boys the way I ought to feel about girls. I don't want my parents to know about it. What can I do? Is there any place where I can go for help?" This was the question that was presented to him in the Ebony Magazine article that he wrote in 1958. And what you just read was his answer to that question. And it's very clear. We don't have to speculate where he would be or where he might be on this issue. He addressed it head on. And he said that it's not an innate tendency, but it is something that has been culturally acquired. He goes on to say, "Your reasons for adopting this habit have now been consciously suppressed or unconsciously repressed. Therefore, go back and deal with the problem by going back to some of those original experiences and circumstances that led to the habit." You know, that language sounds a lot like change therapy. It sounds a lot like what the counselors, psychiatrists, and psychologists would do, not just with this, but with any other kind of struggle that someone is having. They'd go back and try to have them deal with some of those emotional wrongs, harms, injuries that they had. That's part of what happens in change therapy. It is exactly what Martin Luther King Jr. is suggesting this young man to do, to go see a psychiatrist, so he can get some help to deal with some of these past culturally acquired experiences. It's exactly that some states like California and New Jersey have banned counselors from providing or clients from even seeking this kind of change.
Well, and that's kind of the psychological side of things. But again, let's not forget that this is the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., who was a follower of Christ, an ambassador of the gospel. And what did Jesus, Martin Luther King Jr.'s Lord and Savior, what did he say about marriage? He defined it for us. He said, haven't you read that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. So, Matt, Jesus defined clearly marriage as what it is, objectively is, as between a man and a woman. Martin Luther King Jr. would have scoffed at the idea that a man could marry a man or a woman could marry a woman, not only because of the psychological issues involved here, that it's a disordered behavior rooted in some kind of outward psychological whatever environmental factors, but that it is sin. It is objectively, expressly sin in the Bible. So Martin Luther King Jr., I believe, would have been at the forefront in standing firm in defense of God's design for marriage.
And I think there's no question that when you read this, he would reject homosexuality, same-sex marriage, as a so-called civil right along the lines of the civil rights that he fought for based upon a person's skin color, which obviously is immutable. And in this case, Martin Luther King Jr. said that it is something that was culturally acquired. Your same-sex attractions was culturally acquired. It's not something that you're born with. It's not something that is innate. It's not something that's unchangeable. It is something that you developed as a habit over time. And that's very consistent with millennia of human history. It's consistent with the scriptures. In fact, when you begin with the book of Genesis, it speaks about the creation of man and woman, male and female, joined together as one flesh. And then you hear this same thing from the lips of Jesus, from the mouth of Jesus. And he quotes the same areas of the Torah, which is going back to the original creation of father. You know, a man leaves his father and a mother and is united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. They're no longer two, but one flesh. He says, therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Then you look through the rest of the scriptures, Romans and other parts of Corinthians, and it's very clear that sexuality outside of marriage between a man and woman is wrong for so many reasons. You see that in Ephesians, marriage is helps us understand that relationship of Christ with his church. And then at the book of Revelation, at the very end, what does it picture? It pictures Christ coming back to marry his bride, the church, and it pictures that relationship with Christ and his church, and the symbol of marriage between a man and a woman is what is depicted as helping us understand that relationship.
And Matt, there can be no doubt that Martin Luther King Jr. would have stood alongside thousands of Christians here in the United States today that are engaging in civil resistance against this attempt to destroy and redefine the institution of marriage. In his letter from the Birmingham jail, Reverend King famously declared, one has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey just laws. And he defined what a just law is. A just law is a man-made code that squares with the moral law or the laws of God. An unjust law is a code that is out of harmony with the moral law. And Matt, I can think of nothing more out of harmony from a scriptural standpoint, from a biological standpoint, with the moral law than so-called same-sex marriage.
There's no question about that. And it is clearly not only addressed in the scriptures, but it's also objective as part of the natural created order, just as much as gravity is objective as part of the natural created order. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can go to the online store and order some of the books on this and many other topics there at lc.org, or call us 407-875-1776. Liberty Counsel is on the front lines of advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family as the union of a man and a woman. This battle, by the way, is far from over. Some people that say the Supreme Court has already made the so-called law of the land, and therefore you just need to get used to it, the battle is over, move on to something else, they don't understand the issue. They don't understand the resolve of Christians. They don't understand that by saying that, you would have to literally deny your faith. You would have to deny scriptures. You would have to deny objective reality and the created order. That's not something that Christians are about to do, or people of Judeo-Christian faith and values. Stand with us as we continue to stand for these timeless truths of religious freedom, life, and marriage in the family. Visit lc.org. Remember to pray for and support Liberty Counsel at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.